Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Listen, man, all I know is all those people that talked about making a nuclear fallout shelter, those guys wouldn't have lasted 2 weeks. 2 weeks, they wouldn't have made it. They would have been shooting themselves in the head because they couldn't take it.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel like
I went grocery shopping over the weekend. It's fucking fantastic. I forget what people look like in real life.
Are y'all wearing masks? 3D.
I was wearing an N95 mask.
Did you go to a wet market?
No. I'm already stocked up on bats and what is that fucking animal?
The anteater?
It's like a civet or whatever.
No,
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good lead into what we're talking about today, which is the Punch Chop Suey. The cigar is a Lancero 7x37, comes out of the General Cigar Dominicana factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper's Ecuadorian Sumatra, binder's from Nicaragua, the filler is from Nicaragua and the Dominican Republic. Price point is $5.49, and cigar is released in February of 2020. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with the cigar?
That was good. It was cheap, it was good, very much like what I thought about the egg roll last year. Mm-hmm. It's like it had a lot of great, like, it's like this you guys had like King's Hawaiian sweet bread, like, yep. You guys all had that, right?
Don't compare King's Hawaiian bread to this cigar. Are you serious?
I got notes of King's Hawaiian sweet bread and vanilla, minerals, black pepper. And for all of this for $5.50, it's incredible. It's like you're getting cheap Chinese takeout, you know? And it's like fulfilling, it's direct to the point, and it's cheap.
I've never been so disappointed in you in my life, Jin.
Whatever.
This is just terrible.
We go to a Panda Express after this.
I'm done talking
about it.
All right, Seth.
I don't understand, first of all, how the Punch brand, which is like a German-English brand, then all of a sudden becomes Asian. And I have nothing against Asians. I just don't.
That's a good
point. Love you, June, but like, where the fuck did that come from? Dojo? So, no, I mean, listen, this was – this cigar, well, at least the ones I smoked, were constructed terribly. They didn't deliver really anything. It was just – it was painful. Bad experience. A little bit of cinnamon and pepper, and that's about it. Harshness.
All right, John.
Harshness is right. I mean, you take one look at this cigar, and this is a cigar where you look at it, and you're like, oh, man, are you serious? Did anyone even actually try on this? Because, like, I looked at that, and honestly, in my head, I was like, I could do a better job on the Lancero than this. Like, it was just so beat up. And unfortunately, the flavor profile was exactly as the look of the cigar. It started out average, which was barely passable, and it went sharply downhill from there, and it was just dirt and potting soil and leather and charred earth, and it was just not good. And fortunately, it had a terrible burn to go along with that just to make the whole experience complete. Draw was good, though, so it's got that going for it.
You guys need to learn how to smoke slender ring gauges. You guys should slow down your draws.
Is that what I need to do? Because I think if I had gotten another 15 minutes, I would have hung myself on my patio.
Okay. This thing smoked itself, and I was thrilled for it.
Yeah, for me, I thought the cigar started out quite nice, but then second, third, some other flavors dropped out of the profile, so that knocked it down a little bit, and then some char came in the final third, which knocked it down even more. So not great overall experience. I was hoping that first third profile would have kept going, but that was not the case. I mean, for the price, it's an easy try. It's not going to, you know, break the bank for you to try it. So, you know, it provides a little bit of value there. And, you know, I might smoke it again if I, you know, came across it and I was looking for something on the cheap side of things.
Here's what you need to do. You need to take some rolling paper. You need to take your $5 bill, roll it up in the rolling paper, and set your $5 bill on fire and smoke that, because the smoking experience couldn't possibly be worse.
All right.
I'd rather have a bonsai, personally.
Okay. All right, let's get into the score. Start at the top. June, you gave it a 6.82.
Holy shit.
I was next at 5.60, then Seth at 4.23, and John at 4.13. So, right. June, how that 6.82 match up for your experience?
I think it's going to be the value cigar of the year for me.
I mean, it's got a good lead right now, so that's good.
Until I review Illusione Rothschild.
He comes out with a new one this year, I guess.
Yeah, well, we could just call it that.
Just say it's a new release.
Release.
So my 5.6 matches up well. I mean, it was an average flavor profile, but it had really good construction. So that's what kind of gets into those mid fives. I mean, that's kind of the gist of how it works. Kind of get a little bump from the construction. Seth, 4.23.
I mean, to wrap it up in a classic fashion myself, listen, I never liked the chop suey dish. I don't like the song Chop Suey by System of a Down, and I sure as hell
don't like that song?
No. And I hate it more now because of this cigar. Congratulations, Punch.
All right, John, 4.13.
Yeah, subpar flavor experience with subpar construction. That's what you get.
All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels. And catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Bye-bye.